We're still sitting here with Mr. Nick Turnham, and this is part five.
I went to through high school. Well, after I completed the seventh grade at North Seuss, mother and dad felt like I needed to go to my sister lived in Bryan. Her husband was in the service overseas, and they said, "You go live with your sister, and you'll get a better education in Bryan than you will get at North Seuss." So I came up over to Bryan in the eighth grade. I went to the eighth grade about 2 weeks, and they moved me to the ninth grade. We were so far ahead. North Seuss was so far ahead of Bryan, it was unreal. But anyway, I went on through school in Bryan and lived with my sister. And before I graduated, though, my sister and her husband came back from service, and they bought a place over on Plainview Road. And that's where they built their home. But anyway, when I moved to Bryan to live with my sister, well, she was lived over on close to St. Joseph Hospital, which is over on the west side of town. Well, all of my mother's people were Free Will Baptists, so I went to the Free Will Baptist Church there in Bryan, and I met a girl by the name of Billy Jo Neville. Her folks came from over at Owl and Cross. In fact, her uncle was George Pritchett, who had the last store there at Cross, Texas. But anyway, I started going with Billy Joe when I was in A&M, and we went together over a year, and whenever between my sophomore and junior year at A&M, we got married, and it was in August of 26, 1950, when 1953, January of 1953, we moved to Hearn, and I was an insurance salesman, and I was not a salesman anyway. I tried that for about 6 months, and that didn't work at all. So then I went to work for the Texas Highway Department. And my wife and I lived in Hearn then from January 1953 until August of 2001, nearly 50 years, 48 years. And we had two daughters, Karen and Denise. They both graduated from Hearn High School, and they both have just retired. Well, Denise retired from First National Bank after many years, and Karen just retired from PNC Bank, which was when she first went to work there, it was Bryan Building and Loan, and then changed names probably half a dozen times. So Bill and I moved back to Bryan. The girls told us it was time for us to move closer to them, so we left Hearn in August of 2001, built a home in the Copperfield subdivision of Bryan. We moved down here in August of 2001. Bill and I made our home here. Our girls both live in Bryan and College Station. And then February the 1st of 2018, Billy passed away, and I continued to live here in Copperfield subdivision. And Bill and I were married 67 and a half years when she passed away. That's it.